Hi, you're listening to another sermon from Deep Creek Anglican Church.
My name is Heidi, and it's a joy to come here this morning to bring one of the nicer parts of Revelation for those who were concentrating on the reading. There is a lot of talk about good things, a lot of talk about perfection and completion. And so we've titled the sermon only Happily Ever After. So you can do your own word count and bingo trivia to see how many times I'm going to try and fit it in here today. I'm a huge fan of going to the movies. Sometimes when he's lucky, I invite my husband along as well. You laugh, it's true. I love going to the movies by myself. What I love even more is some movie armchair critics. Love reading a negative review, especially for people who've taken the time to be witty with their repartee. So this morning I bring you a couple of my favourites, Highlander 2. There should have only been one. Pearl Harbor, for those who've seen it, a two-hour movie squeezed into 3 hours. Well, thank Mr. Affleck for that. The musical component, Cats. I've never been a cat person, and after seeing Cats, I'm not sure if I'm even a movie person. Les Miserables, and I left feeling more miserable. And if you've decided to see the Barbie movie, have or haven't seen it, thinking about seeing it, wondering if there are some excellent reviews online, we have an anonymous reviewer who chose to stay hidden today, describing the Barbie movie as feeling a bit ponderous.
Why?
I don't know who Megan is. It's unfathomable. I find myself reading reviews regularly. It's how I determine whether I actually want to spend money on seeing a movie, buying a book, watching a TV show. Is it going to be entertaining, engaging? Is it going to capture my attention? Essentially, is it for me as a person? Revelation 21 presents us with a vision of what the new heavens and new earth will look like. We don't need to survey our church family to find out what the top answers are. We don't need to wonder what it'll look like or wonder if we're going to like it or even sit and ponder. The vision that God gives John is of a place that is absolutely perfect and complete in every way because Jesus lives there. Jesus said that he is preparing a place for those who love him, for everyone who loves him. I wonder if people think that that sounds a little bit too good to be true. I wonder if you've ever read a story or a fairy tale and it ends with the line, and they lived happily ever after. A friend of mine is a huge fan of Korean dramas, also known as K-dramas. They do not subscribe to the Western narrative view of constructing things in a beautiful and perfect way. In fact, they are absolutely known for cliffhangers and unresolved conflict between parties, permanently removing characters traumatically or unsatisfyingly, which leads a lot of people as keyboard warriors to start typing the following three letters under reviews on social media, H-E-A, with many question marks. And they're writing this because they're trying to figure out whether this new drama is for them. Is it going to traumatize me? Do I want to go through the roller coaster of emotions to get a not happily ever after? Or is this ending, in fact, one that I would like, a happily ever after? Endings in general have great power. A good one leaves us feeling deeply satisfied and joyful, and it just feels right. That sense of satisfaction sits beautifully. God is the beginning and the end of all things. He promises that one day he will take all things and make them new again. We might not know what the new heaven will look like, but we can be sure that God will take away all of our sadness, all of our tears, and turn them into joy. And it can be difficult. Can be difficult to imagine or understand. But we can take hope in the fact that for those who love the Lord, after death will be wonderful, peaceful, joyful, and amazing as we live with Jesus forever. all those who love Jesus will be with him and will enjoy the new heavens and the new earth. In our reading today, thanks to Pedram, we saw the end of verse 3 saying, they will be his people and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Can you imagine that? I think it's a little bit hard to imagine. I made a very creative sign. Adrian wanted to know what I was protesting today. But fear not, my dear. This is to demonstrate all the no mores that we see written here in verse 5. There will be no more sin, only goodness. No more tears, only joy. No more sadness, only happiness. And no more death, only life, eternal life. Everyone in the new heaven will be a friend of Jesus. It will be a time of perfect happiness that will never end, beyond what we can even begin to imagine. The verses continue and say, write this down. But why would we bother saying write this down? Because everything is being written. We're reminded that the previous chapters that we've had a look at are showing the defeat of sin and evil. And this verse, write it down, is a declaration of dependable words. Titus 1:2, God does not lie. When he says write this down, it's to bring attention to the thing that is happening. Verse 6 continues, he says to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. As soon as we're hearing that, we're reminded of the Alpha and Omega being the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. And when the Son of God first appeared to John on the island of Patmos, Revelation 1:8, those words were echoed. I am the Alpha and Omega, who is and was and is to come, the Almighty. So the voice from the throne belonged to Jesus, the risen Almighty God who is eternal. And he continued to declare in Revelation 21:6, it is done. These words have been spoken and all created things have become new. Jesus affirms that what he has done has come to pass. He always finishes what he begins, Philippians 1:6. In our day-to-day life, this is not the final ending. It is not eternal life. It is a small ending, if you will, a series of many endings. Some of them are happy and some of them are sad. When an ending is sad, we can look ahead to a time where there will be no more pain or sadness. We can ask God to help us trust him in the meantime. Conversely, when we experience joyful things, we can remind ourselves that a truly happily ever after is coming, one that will continue forever. And we can thank God for this wonderful truth. We don't need to experience these happy and sad things on our own. God gives us the Holy Spirit to guide us and comfort us. When we trust in Jesus, our names are written in the book of life. Jesus died and came back to life. So we, every single one of us who believe in him, can be part of God's kingdom forever. And because of Jesus, we can live happily ever after with him. At the moment, we are living in a world where not everybody believes in Jesus. Most recent census results certainly confirm that. But we live now with the Holy Spirit to guide us. And we're given an opportunity to live for Jesus in this world where few believe. We get to show people how to love like Jesus. We get to give them friendship like Jesus gives us. And we get to pray for them when they are feeling sad, because God gives us his Holy Spirit to be able to do that for them. Like we sang earlier, Revelations 3:20, I stand at the door and knock. Jesus wants everyone to have a chance to invite him into their lives, to be with Jesus in his kingdom, and to worship him, as our top answer said, in the new heavens forever. And so how do we do that practically? Jesus is a friend to us. We can be a friend to others. We can be the invitation to the lonely, to those who we see who are struggling. We can show them what it feels like to be a good friend, demonstrating the love that Jesus gives us first in being a good friend. When they are sad, we can pray for them with the help of the Holy Spirit and even consider telling them that we're praying for them. When they are happy, we can invite them to see how blessed they are and how much Jesus loves them and remind them of that love. We can rejoice with people in the good and the sad. We know that only through God do we have hope in a happily ever after. And we can give that hope to others to show them that their own mini endings aren't forever, that they can also look forward to a happily ever after with no more sadness, pain, or death. God has not told us when the world will end, but he has told us that one day Jesus will come back. We know this because he never lies. He says what is true, and it has been written down. God has everything perfectly planned, and he knows that Jesus will return as the King and Judge and change everything to the way that things should be. He will make the new world out of the old. So this is the happily ever after that you were created for. This is the ending that will never disappoint you. This is the ending that will change your life and change the lives of those who we share Jesus with. Amen.